Okay, Mirtz Hashem, now in our Amud Yomi, we are beginning the fourth parak, which starts on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. This is going to talk about Neder Maicho, when a person would take a Neder, not to eat from somebody, what's included, what's actually included in that. Okay, I felt the sneeze coming. Okay, so the discussion's like this. What exactly, when a person is Mudur Hanah, is it from the Nichse Chavero, from the nechosim, the possessions that the person has, or is it Meguv Chavero, from the person himself? A nafgamina would be if the neder is really on the person or his possessions. If what if a guy was going to buy, acquire items after the neder was made? So if the focus is really going on the nechosim, the objects this guy owned, well, he didn't own them. He bought them a week later, 2 weeks later, so they would not be included. Or, but if the focus of the Isser is on the Gavra, on the person himself, so these are his things, they wouldn't be allowed. That's if he bought them. What if he sold them? Then there'd be the opposite, right? If it was on his Nechasim, those were his Nechasim, and he, even though he sold them, they're still included. But on the person, it's not, because these aren't really his possessions anymore. So that's some of the lumdus that's brought down in getting into this. We'll just jump right into the Mishnah. Ein bein hamudah hana mechavero lemudah haymenu meichol el drisa saregel kelim she'ein oisim v'hem oichal nefesh. So the nafkamina, the difference is, if a person takes a mudah hana mechavero for his food, is it about drisa saregel, which means literally walking through. But in the Mefarish learns it's a shortcut. On the fourth line, Drisus Regel, La'avor b'chatzero l'katzer darko, meaning not that I get to walk through, but it's a shortcut. It's the fact that I can walk on your property, which is pshat, you know, Drisus Regel, or to borrow any kelim that are used for preparing for food, but not for any other purposes. So these are the two difference that are would be osir, if it was about chavero, but if it's... I'm sorry, but the food that would not be included. Hamur meichel mechavero. That comes out. A person takes a neder not to get any hana from person's food. So in this case, lo shalenu nafa his sieve, chvara is a strainer, rechaim is his mill, v'ton is his oven. Can't get any of these things because they're using the preparations. Aval mashilo choluk v'tabas v'talis v'nizomim. You're allowed to borrow clothing or. What else would be here? Rings or his talis or a nose ring like that, something like those, because these aren't used for preparing the food, right? But you couldn't lend them to somebody that you got an isser of hana from. So why is it? Why does the Mishnah have to list these things? The Ran says over here, Loishen Nefa Kavra Rechaim. He had to tell me this. Why? That's only the actually pot that you cut in, right? The spit that they use to barbecue the meat on it. But these things in our Mishnah, this sieve, something like that, gorim de gorim ninhu. That's like a step removed from the preparation of food. It's like the preparation for the preparation. Michael, you again, you think of you allowed to be mutter someone who's there, so kamash malam, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's why you had to speak out all these cases. The Rambam brings this down in Perek Vav in Hilchos Nedarim. Says Ein bimur hanal mechaberu lemur mimenu hanias meichel ela drisa saregel v'kelim. Those are the two differences: walking through his property and using his kelim. Shein osim behem ochel nefesh b'malkam shemashilin osam sham bechinim. A place where they would normally lend these things out for free. Okay, so now the Gemara begins and says like this. Mantano, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Rabbi Eliezer. The author is, this is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Titania, like you know, the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer, Oymir, Afilu, Vitor, also the Mudu Hana. So Vitor, when you, like, something you would overlook, right? Vitor, it comes to the shortage of Yud Tuf Reish, something that's like an additional, Yoter. It's, you know, you give up something like that. If you're not careful about that, so you sometimes overlook certain things. You know, like, you go to the gas station, you buy something for 99 cents. You tell the guy, keep the change, right? That's Vitor. You're fine with that. You want to overlook it, something like that, right? So in this cases, when people are normally, you know, mevatu on something, like you're walking on my property and stuff like that, so that would be also in a case if you said you're not going to get any hanaf from him. So now it continues and says, Hamur Maicha Mechavero Loishalenu. The Mishnah says, if you're going to take him down, the guy's kicking Hanaf from his food, so then you can't borrow any of these Kalim that are used in the preparations. Now on top of Lam and Gimel, Vaha Amin Hamaicha Nodar. 1 second. That's not what the netter was. The netter was food. And these aren't food items. So Amr of Shimon ben Lakish, but Omer Hanas Machalcho Alai. The guy said, the case is where he says, I'm making a netter that I'm not gonna get any, your food is benefit from your food is what's also to me. So that's any benefit that's associated with food. Okay, so Amishlo Yilos Chitim Vitin al Makoso. So if that's where he's not gonna, you know, any benefit from associated with food, so chewing up some wheat, right, and then putting on a wound. That was like a special type of a band-aid or something like that back in the day. And that's a benefit, right? And you're benefiting from a food product. It's wheat the guy chewed up and put on there to cover the wound, right? But that's not osur when you're saying, when you know, in the Mishnah. So why not? No, what we're talking about is the guy says any benefit that leads to preparing your food is what's going to be usher onto me. Now, why were they doing this whole thing with the wheat? So there was, I used to prevent infections or something like, because there's like the saliva has the vitamin E in it, and these natural ingredients. It really was a helpful way to treat wounds. Okay, Vaitun the Gemara, Omer of Papa. Sak havavi peros v'chemor lahavi alav peros v'afilu tzona ba'alma. All these things, hana hamevia l'day maichelhu. So if you're going to borrow the sack to bring your fruit in, or you're going to bring a donkey who's going to help you carry the produce, or even just a basket, each one of these things is a hana that would, you know, help lead you to food. So that would be osir, comes out. So boyer of papas, or Papa asked the following question. Sus lirkov alav, what if I wanted just to borrow a horse to ride on? Tabas Leroy's bow, a ring that I want people to see me when I'm going to like a fancy wedding or something like that, you know, to show off. Oh, wow, how do you afford such a nice piece of jewelry? The guy must be wealthy. Mahu, what's the din? So is it osir to borrow these things? Because if I have them in my possession, so then, like, you know, indirectly, then I can get a hanaf from that. People might think I'm a chash of a guy and I'm going to get better service at the wedding. They give me better food. So that's going to lead, if I borrow these things, the horse, the ring, at the v'chule, that's going to lead to this false impression of a higher social status, and it's going to give me a better service, and I'm going to get food. It's a hana. So mahu, what's the din? So mifsuk meza ba'are mai, wants to you know, walk on land to get them home. It's going to, like, give you a shortcut. You're going to be able to eat your dinner sooner. What's the din in this case? So tashma, come here. Aval. Our Mishnah said you could lend out the clothing, the talis, right, the rings, etc. Hey chidami, so what exactly are the types we're referring to over here? If you're going to tell me where you're not borrowing things because you don't want to be seen with them, so tzrich lemeimar, what you had to tell me that? That's a chiddush, meaning you just want to borrow, you're not going to use it. Of course, it's so obvious. El lav must be pshat is afil leros behem, that you're borrowing these things because you want to be seen with him. Viktani mashilo, and the Mishnah says that you're allowed to lend them to him. Lo. No, not true. La'olam shloli ros. Really, the Mishnah is talking in a case where you're borrowing things, but your kavan over here, your intention is not necessarily to be seen with them.
Well, the Gemara said that with Tzricha, you had to tell me such a pashat the thing.
So then, I'll explain to you why. Va'ayd diktani reisha, when in the reisha said lo yishalenu, you're not allowed to lend it, right? When it was going through things that you can't lend. So therefore, tana seifa mashilo, the things that you are allowed to do. It's a parallel structure. And we have to remind ourselves that the Mishnayos weren't committed to writing originally. It was like we say Torah Shebal Peh. So therefore, to keep things in a parallel structure would help you remember it better. So that's why, but necessarily not to be medayik from the case. So as of now, Rav Papa's question is not answered about if you're allowed to borrow these things, the horse or the cloak or something like that. Okay, next Mishnah. Anything that you don't use to prepare the food, so makom shemaskirin kiyotze bohen osir. If in a place where you normally rent out these things, then that would be osir. It means for the one you took the netter not to get any hanah, so then you're not going to be allowed to borrow this because you could use the money that you saved from borrowing this item and rather than renting it, so that would save money. That puts more money in your bank account. You could use that money to go buy food. So it says the Gemara, Mechlal, the Reisha Afapi, She'ein Maskirin. So the Diak is like this. The first part, the Reisha, which said about when you're not going to get benefit from someone else, that you can't use these things. That was like the, go back a second, that was the case of the what? The sieve and the strainer, right? So my Tana, right? What's the... Mantan. Who's the Tana who says that you can't do this? So Amravada Barava Rabbi Lezer. He so it's Rabbi Lezer who says that this vitur that you're gonna by overlooking such a thing. So then you're not allowed to do that for someone who you took a net or not to get hanaf from. Okay, next mission was going to talk about like what exact items are benefits per se are going to be permitted. So hamura hana mechavera. Again, you took the vow not to get any hana from your friend. So in this case, shokel lo es shiklo. You're allowed to give the machzis a shekel to the base of Migdash on his behalf. Upore es chovo. You're allowed to repay his debt. Umachzir lo es avedoso. You're allowed to do hashavas aved if he lost something, right? And the guy who took the netter not to get any hana is not considered having being benefited from him. So, Malkum Shinotan Aleha Schar, in a place where you get payment when you do Hashavas Aveda, Tipul Hana Le Hekdesh. So that has to be given over to Hekdesh, to property that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Gemara says explains like this. Now the Mishnah says that you took Hana and you're allowed to pay back his debt, right? So why is that true? So the Gemara says Alma Avruchi Ari Ba'Almahu. Vishari. So you see from this idea about paying back someone's debts, that's like it's a lashon of literally avruchei borechi, like to chase away a lion, right? That's moti. I'm not giving you anything, right? I'm just preventing you from potential harm, and to prevent you from potential harm, that is not considered to be benefit. Interesting idea. Umantana. So who's the one who holds like this? To Amar of Hoshea Zu. Divrei Chanan, this is the Shita of Chanan. There's a machlokus in Kesubis about paying someone else's debt. So Chanan holds that you can't get you can't pay someone's debt and then ask them to reimburse you for that, because all I did was just prevent you from potential damage. If you look in the Meforish here on the top now on top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph Beis, Divrei Chanan to Omer in the Meforish. Ibud ma'osav, you lost your money. She'ein l'malve albala shalzeh klum. The one who loaned it can't tie to anything on this person. Ho'ev l'nosam bi'ado, he didn't really give him anything. El hivriach ari me'alav, he just chased the line away from him, meaning the damage, the loss. She'pirneis es ishto, she'chayev l'zunam. Right, the cases where man is paying for the mezonos for someone else's wife, and he can he's allowed to go back and claim, say, look, I paid for them and reimburse me. So here too also, he's just paying back his debt. It's like just chasing away the lion. Because you can't, since this isn't called a hana, because you can't get anything back from it. Right? If we follow like the Kohanim, those ones who argued on Hanan, I think it's in the Kesubis, came into Omri. Yishaba kama hotzi. The guy takes a shavu as to how much he spent in money to support this woman. V'yito min abal, and he's allowed to collect it now from the husband. So hachinami sevir lehu ki parachovu yochli parei ligvois min haloive. So if you're paying back the loan, you can get it from the borrower. Lahachi have hana gemura. This is a real hana. Im ein haparei choizer v'goyve mimenu v'oser. So that's a real hana. You wouldn't be allowed to, and it would be prohibited to do such a thing, but the one who allows you to pay back the debt is holding like the Shita of Chanan. Okay, Emir Tashem, we'll pick it up with the next year on the top of Lamed Gimel Amid Beis.